dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need a tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
To come up is a must.
Keep us tuned in on your radio.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, in the building. Glad to have you all. Glad to have you. Oh, what is good? Yes, every Monday show that we do on Life at the Dust Live, we call it Hot After Dusk Mondays. And so, yes, it's the best way to help start off your week. And, you know, that's a crazy weekend. You know, we kind of, you know, gear you back up into the week, throw some, you know, we take you through a roller coaster of emotions, whether it's, you know, we make you cry, we make you laugh, and everything in between. So, yeah, I mean, you got definitely another great one of books for you guys coming up. We got a special guest tonight, our special guest, our artist by the name of Tugger Dude. He'll be on the show, and we'll be chopping it up with him about how he got into music alongside with his single Raps Cool. So, yeah, got a lot on our plate, and can't wait to unwrap it all for y'all. So, most definitely. And just on the Monday shows, I always do my Crickets of the Week, which is where I highlight some of the worst and dumbest people of the past week. So, yeah, y'all buckle y'all seatbelts, because you never know. I might even talk about somebody you might know personally. So, just be on the lookout on what I got for Crickets of the Week. So, it's going to be interesting. And then, also, too, if T checks in, we're going to do I'm Oh So Petty as well. So, yes. Just buckle your seatbelts. The show shall go along smoothly. About 15 minutes. That's what we'll be doing, the interview with Tugger Dude. So just letting y'all know that they showed up early, that you know that ahead of time. So yes, man. Well, in the meantime, shoot. Let's see. That was the last show I did, because. You know, that tell you how much catching up I gotta do if you ain't been on here in a while. So, man, it's been a crazy summer. Wow, it was 4th of July week. So yeah, so it's been two Mondays since we've been on the show. So I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back, man. Some of the stuff that's been going on. Every Saturday, starting two Saturdays ago, I started doing our photography at this spot in Arlington, Texas, called DFW Empire, which is basically in the center of the metro in a sense. So yeah, if you go on coming from Dallas or Fort Worth, you know, it's a good spot to go to, because it's right there. You know, nobody has to feel like they're doing all the goddamn driving, because Dallas, you know, the driving too bad, and Fort Worth the driving too bad. So everybody wins. But yeah, so the crazy thing is, so if you know me, man, like everything I do, I try to have fun with it. Now, you know, I kind of just add my fun nature into it and bring a certain energy to it. So that it's not just dull and, you know, it's kind of like, how can I put it? Like, when I used to work at, I know certain companies to work at, like, that was one of the things we used to do, was something where when you first come into the store, it's kind of like the Walmart greeters, except, you know, they don't necessarily exude fun per se. But anyways, it was like a special greet at the door. And we were usually doing, doing fun things to draw you into the store. And so doing those fun things, draw people to the store, it gets people's attention, makes them come over there. You're basically the first impression. you're the first impression that's getting people in there, and you set the tone for the rest of the experience. And that's kind of how I feel about when I do something. I try to bring that fun energy to wherever. Even when doing a 9-to-5 job, man, I don't care what you're doing. Shoot, find some way to make it fun and within the confines of your job. And so going back to the photography part, I'm doing it on Saturday nights. I'm usually over there dancing over the photography area. And, you know, it gets to a point to where the MC's like gets on the mic and is like, cameraman going work, go. And it's just crazy. So, I know, I just like doing it because, man, I don't want to be like, just because I'm not, just, you know, even when I got a little small downtime when I'm over there doing the camera work, I want to have fun with it, man. I want people to feel like, you know, draw you to come over there, because you just taking pictures is enough. Sometimes you get to set yourself apart and be in front, you know, bring that fun atmosphere. You know, it attracts people to come over there. It kind of loosens them up to come and do business with you and not feel so uptight, all that kind of stuff. So, yes, I'm excited to be able to be in that kind of atmosphere and be able to do that. So, yes, y'all definitely stay tuned for more of that. So, yeah, again, if you want to see me doing all that crazy dancing and whatnot, you can go. I'll go to DFW Empire's Pioneer Parkway. Google it. You can't miss it. DFW Empire Nightclub is probably what's going to pop up as in your Google search. And, yeah, man, come on out, man. Every Saturday, we in there. So, yeah, so that's one of the crazy things we've been doing. We also got a chance to release another issue of Human Canvas Magazine. And it's a dope issue number 45. And that one's the annual Implied Nude issue, which is known as the Live Freely issue. So that's a really dope one. A lot of people have been buying it so far. So, yeah, I'm glad to see that people are loving what we put out, man. Like, this year has been a really good year for the brand. And, heck, even the radio show. Like, y'all show so much love, man, this radio show. And the blessings, man, I really appreciate it. So much, every piece of the brand is all, you know, they each have their own individual circuit kind of systems. They all come together and make us big Megazord. So it's dope. But yes, anyways, what I'm going to do is go ahead and go into the music break. And then we come back, we're going to have our special guest on today's show. So first we're going to... We're going to hit y'all with my boy Victory, I Want Anybody. And then we're going to follow that up with Tucker Dude, Raps Cool. And that should pretty much lead us right into the interview. So, yeah, again, man, y'all listening to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. And we'll be back after this.
I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Don't treat me like you do everybody. No, this ain't about a check. I demand the respect before I put you in check. If you can't respect that, then it's on to the next. On to the next, yeah, I'm on to the next. I ain't got a flex, nah, I ain't got a flex. When we have a conversation, don't be jerking your neck. Don't be rolling your eyes, I'm a man, I got pride. For the sake of what we got, push yours to the side. Say you gon' ride and you want me for life. I'd rather have a best friend than a nagging ass wife. Enough with the the strife, enough with the grief. You can't say don't cheat, but provide no relief. You want to take a stand when you need to take a seat. When it's your turn to listen, you don't even need to speak. Everybody want to talk, but nobody want to listen. You can't get my point across if you don't really pay attention.
I'm not just anybody.
Want me as good as we look, say la vie. Baby girl, you the yang to me yin. With the building empire, I'm the king, you the queen. It's like Guns and Roses, Prince and Foxes. Me and you together like Sephora and Moses. The people love me, see I pack my shoulders. Haters get back, it's a fact, chosen. I'm really God's people, see I black my noses. 2 years ago, people didn't even know us. Was a diamond in the rough, now my touch is golden. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, no sir. I'ma post up on whoever approach us. Drop step, slam dunk, he's on the poster. Getting to the money like I'm all supposed to. The fame coming to me, baby, just like
I'm
I told
not
you.
Just anybody.
I'm not just
anybody.
I'm not just anybody.
Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Like you do everybody.
Don't treat me like you do everybody.
Cause I'm not just anybody.
All right, everyone, what's up, what's up? That was Victory Anybody right here on Life That Does Live. We'll be getting ready to play right now. Right now. It's a track for our guest for tonight. We're premiering it right here on Life That Does Live. And it's one of his upcoming singles. It was called Rap's Cool. Check it out. Y'all need to follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. Just search for Tugga Dude, TuggaDude. Find them on there and shoot, let them know what you think, man. All right, we're going to go ahead and go into our Rap School. And then right after that, man, we're going to slowly transition to the interview. So here we go, right here, premiering on Life That Does Live. Tugga Dude's Rap School, right here.
I take the thong and put my life up in it. Most put, but I never stick my dick up in it. Just hate it, talk so much, not mine, but stick it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. You fresh but pockets crying cause they feeling hurt. Put away this dough before I'm put on life support. I paid my dues, they finally took me off of child support. Papa said that I'll be straight, he know grandson's a mover. Pushed me too far like Marky Wahlberg turned into a shooter. Watch like Uma Thurman hit the mall and kill a bill. Walked out the store and bumped the bitches on designer heels. We bought a she in our bed, we did it for the thrill. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus sell a for dope so they can live. Hard work and dedication's what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. But until then, I'm gonna hit the state of Auntie Viv. Another one outside the shells on Zane and 85th. I take the song and put my life up in it. Most n- but I never stick my dick up in it. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick up in it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Cops chasing us, we hopping fences trying to sell the
work.
Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Ride cool, but it got a lot of kids. Another popper still up, but those so they can live. Some hard work and dedication's what I have to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Nazi Viz.
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. That was Raps Cool by our special guest for tonight. And we'll welcome him to the show for the first time.
Yeah,
welcome
yeah.
Welcome to the show, my boy. Tugger Dude, what's good, man?
Tugger Dude!
Hold on, we got to give you a hold on, we got to start back to the beginning. Because the audience know how we do things here. Welcome to the show. I was going to let you do it again.
All right. Run that back. I got it.
Welcome to the show.
It's Tugger-Dude.
There we go. Yeah. Now the audience is getting on point. There we go.
Participation.
But, man, glad to have you in the building, man. Definitely.
I'm glad to be here.
Dope. And just premiered your single, Rap
World
School,
premiere.
Right here. World premiere.
Yeah, BET version.
Yeah. You know.
What the fuck going on?
Yes, sir. So, first off, man, I'll start from the top, man. Mike, what made you say, let's get into music? Because, I mean, everybody kind of like does a million things, and then they find a lane and something they want to do. And it seemed like you want to do music, like your lane is music. So, like, what kind of made you say get to that point to want to do it?
I say the lane found me. It found me through my granny. My granny, she used to do music. She was real heavy into the music, and she seemed I had like an interest in it. And she always told me, you know, you're gonna pursue that. That's what you're gonna be good at. So I made myself good at it. See, I took it in perfecting my craft. That's what I did. I put the time into it. A lot of people don't put time into it.
Yo, preach. So basically your grit. What I'm thinking of, I always imagine things and things kind of play out in my head. So what kind of happened was your granny pulled you aside, baby. Let me tell you.
you know this little old head music thing gonna be good for you someday, right?
Is that
pretty
kind of,
much
that kind of how the conversation
that,
went?
That's to sum it up. In a few words, that's to sum it up. I don't know if
yeah.
you heard me. I used to play video games, and when I was playing the video games, I used to take the little melodies coming from the games and start humming and putting little words to it. And she walked by,
wow.
heard me doing that.
You do that too?
Yeah, Sonic.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Sega Genesis.
We used to do that too. Like, we was little kids. We used to, me and my siblings, we used to like have like those old tape recorders, and we used to like make songs. We used to like remix nursery rhymes and all that. And I remember we used to even like record over the Just For Me tapes. You taking me back now?
See, yeah, I used to have a karaoke machine. Put the little tape in there, and it had to start somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta start from the bottom that way here.
Man, it took a long time, but so we working.
I don't know how many Just For Me tapes I used to take.
Man, I got some tapes. Real tapes too, like actual cassettes. Somebody find them, they're gonna worth about $1 billion one day.
So we got to go. Besides taking it back, remixing video game music, and now you know, kind of just practicing your core, like what you're doing. One question I always want to know in the brain of like every artist I speak to, because everybody kind of has a different mindset on how they kind of view this. And that is, like, how do you know when you have a hit in your hands? And how do you know when the song is trash?
It just feels right. It just feels right. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's like the first couple seconds. And then, honestly, I don't sit there and base it off me. I let others around me hear it and let them confirm it for me. I might think it, but I let them go on to say it. And then I go from there and push it. But it's all a vibe. As soon as you hear the song, as soon as you hear the beat kick in, or how you wrote it, the chorus, all the melody to it, that's what gives you confirmation of which is a hit or not. And then you let the people go on and give you their input. A lot of people just make songs, put them up on SoundCloud, and that's it. They don't get any input. You got to get input.
Like, I know Dez has hit, because speaking of it, like Dez, like pulling the red curtain back for some people, like Dez has sent me your music, and she was like, you know, send me something, let me know what you think. And when a person sent me that, I'm not just going to say, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. That's a good song, or that's a bad song. I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to break it down.
And that's what's needed.
And,
too many yes, man.
See, man, I don't know if you've been reading my timeline or something, but that's crazy. Because people already know this. I got a motto I started at the beginning of the year. I said, hashtag no yes, man. Because you go to a
kill
club
them off.
And you got to me yes, man. You got people who don't even – how you got people in your crew that's rolling with you to the club to give for free for your performances? They don't even know the goddamn song. Like, get
yeah,
the hell out of here,
support.
People.
That's not what you call support. That's what you call getting in free. Getting in free call.
Yeah, that dude's like, yeah, me getting free, man. So, man, let me get in free, man, so I can holler out these hoes, man. All right, man.
I'm going to make sure they know the words. That's the thing. If it's a good song, if it's catchy, they're going to know the words off back. That's what it's meant to do. You shouldn't have to even force it on them.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like that was, and rap school was that for me. I was like, I listened, and I was like, that flow on it. And I was like, and the beat, like, it had the perfect, like, you know, there's something that someone always told me. You know the first 15 seconds of a song. If
first,
it catches you, get caught, first 15 seconds, then if I listen to the next minute and I'm still listening, then you got my attention. So
that means a lot. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, so, like, what's your remedy that you do before you go into the studio? Like, everybody has different stuff they do. I've heard some interesting stories. So, like, what's, like, your favorite thing to do to, like, kind of, you know, get in the mood to go into the booth and record or whatnot?
See, there's no getting in the mood for me. I'm always in the, like, I'm ready. I'm always in zone. I just go in and do it. I don't write. I just get in there and feel the beat. Let the beat give me everything it needs to give me. And then I deliver. I spend more time mixing than I actually do sitting there recording. Like, I just like doing what I do. I love what I do. So there's no need to prep or anything like that. It's like second nature.
So, I mean, it's a going to that because you just threw something out there and said you spend more time mixing. Which, you know, a lot of people, that's going to go over a lot of artists' heads. But, like, you know, as far as, so why is it so important that you get the mix down in your track? Because a lot of people just think, record it, all right, cool, let me go put it in here, go give it to the DJ.
Nah, it's quality. I want, it's like, let's find a brand. It's like Nike. They're not just going to put some sketches out, you know? They're going to make sure it's top of the line. This is a brand I'm representing, so I need to be the best foot forward because, you know, I stand behind my product 100%.
That was definitely. Exactly. And I know something, too, like you're real smart about, you can tell people who understand branding because, you know, you're serious about your EPK, which is, you know, your music, that's edited and explicit version. And then you got your photo, your professional photos ready to go for when you got promoting things, this, that, and the third. And then you got a team of people that's willing to promote yourself on social media. Like, a lot of people not getting that. Like, it's, I can't stress this enough how much I keep telling people this. Like, just every time, I shouldn't just see you or know of you every time I see you perform. I want to see you actually working hard out. Once you're not performing, I want to see there's some work, some hard work going behind that. And I want to see you pushing your stuff to these DJs that haven't played there, because then you ain't got to beg for performances. They going to beg you.
No, they're going to come to you. That's the thing. You know, start focusing on pushing a single, breaking it in, getting it pumping. All the rest is going to come. Everybody else focusing on, you could take that $200 you're going to pay for that slot, and nobody knows your song, you know? So you $200 in the hole for nothing.
Exactly.
I'm talking about as far as artists to pay to open up and perform, you know, Lil Game. Stop doing A's and get your single pumping. People going to come find you.
Right, because then when people, because you want to be able to go up to the stage and have people, you know, sometimes it's always gonna be new people who haven't heard of you before, but you want to be have a decent percentage of people who are like, oh, I heard this song before. You want to be able to do that, and not doing that is kind of
you're doing it backwards. You're doing it, yeah, exactly, counterproductive. It's not, they're not doing it the right way. If you do this the right way, executing, you'll get the results you're looking for. And that's what I'm going towards. Full focus. Every rap school is going to be in every DJ's pocket, phone, email, a car, everything. It's going to get everywhere. And that's what's going to bring the big bucks, you know?
Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to throw you off because you didn't see this one coming on you. So I also noticed that you were modeling, which is crazy because before I, like, knew about you as an artist, I saw your picture because I had did – I was actually DJing an event a few weeks ago for Aaron.
Okay, yeah.
He had the launch party. Yes, sir. And I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, that, you know, and then when I saw it, because when I saw the picture come through, and I was like, oh, that's the same dude that was on the flyer. So that tells me you trying to do it. So you're doing a little modeling too, man. What kind of made you get into that side too? Because I, like, as a photographer, I get, like, people understand it'd be hurting to have some dudes to shoot because the ladies got to have something to look at too.
Oh, yeah, you know, let me get into that. Things just kind of came into play with that one. I was just going to perform, and then, you know, Aaron came to me. He was like, hey, could you do a couple photos for my menswear? I'm like, sure. You know, you gotta take multiple lanes. Everybody wants to stick to one thing. You should be double-breasted. That's something I was always taught.
Yes, sir.
Circulating.
It was an iconic picture too. Like, it stood out. I was like, hey, like, you just, like, the fact of you can just see it, you can remember that easy. Oh, man, that's from the flyer. That lets you know that the picture, like, stood out. So I was like, yeah, that's crazy. That's same person.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You don't understand the kind of the response I'll be getting off of that right there alone. That kind of helped push what I'm doing. Definitely got me a lot more followers. I'll say that.
But it go back to your discussion about branding, which I don't think people get that. It's levels to this. All right, so I'm gonna put you on the spot. Put you on the spot, man. Here we go. So I was being those are the nice questions. Now I'm gonna dig in your business. So first off top, so we can go ahead and get it clear out the way so everybody that's wanting to know, that's listening, like, that's trying to shoot their shot. What is your dating life situation right now?
Right now, my dating life is all booked to the dude at gmail.com. Com. You know what I'm saying? That's all you gotta do. Holler at me for booking, you know, features, things of that nature.
I like how you did that. That's why the Jeopardy music goes on, to give you time to get the answer all the way through. Okay.
You gotta stay ready, so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah. Oh. See, my name is Seti, so Seti stays ready. So, yeah. Okay. So basically, you're saying they go to your email, they can find out if you're single or you're taken right now.
All
right.
You can get all the access. Follow me at TugaDude at all social media outlets. You know.
Oh man. Dude, oh my God. Okay, all right. Next question I gotta find out, because there's one artist that is like ear hustling hard. She like, you better grill his ass, because I got her ass real good.
Yeah, I heard about it.
But all right. So, as far as like whether it's music or even personal, like what's one of the most embarrassing moments that you've ever had?
all right. Well, as far as music goes, man, I wasn't gonna tell nobody this, but all right. It's really not even that embarrassing. It happens to the best of us. I had one of the biggest shows of my life when I was like 16. State Fair. I've been anxiously waiting for this moment, like, my whole life up to that point. And, you know, I got out there. I did my thing. I didn't know we weren't supposed to cuss, though, you know. Kind of, you know, young dude out there cussing in front of thousands of people, that kind of just cut my whole act right there on the spot. I was like, dang.
Oh.
A little embarrassing. Yeah. Didn't get that
memo.
Yeah, learn the hard way.
Okay, yeah, that's a good story. Hell, yeah, bro, that's that question.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah, that happened.
God dang.
It happens in the game.
They want to pull the mic plug out.
Yeah, just ask before you get up there and do your thing. Ask questions.
Right, that's why it's like funny, because people come here and they're like, they accidentally cuss. But it was funny, they didn't hear me, like, they didn't just realize they heard me cuss like a million times already. I was like, oh, shoot, we can cuss. It's always funny. Oh, we can cuss on here? Oh, shit, nigga. No, it was like,
but see,
right,
it was thousands, though. It was a state fair, so I was, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they real
buttoned up. They like, uh-uh.
Nope. Come on, get out of there. I'm like, I had everybody come out. I'm telling you, they cut it instantly. I'll drop one F-bomb. Boom. About 20 seconds in, it was over. Yep, never doing that again.
You could lie to say you said fudge.
I said fudge. They
man.
Knew it. Nah, because the beat kind of dropped out as soon as I said it, so it was nothing but me. Me and the mic.
Oh, man.
It echoed through the park.
When it happened, all you heard was this.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt too. That's how they were looking at me.
That's a classic story. All right, you said you had another one. What was the other story? Because it sounded like you had another one up your sleeve.
Man. All right. Bet. So. Nah, I ain't gonna get into that part. That's too deep.
Oh,
that's
man,
too deep.
Come on.
They gotta get the album. Sorry, just gotta get the album.
All right, cool. All right, good. Okay, that's gonna make me have to go listen to the music now even more so now. Cause
you
got me to the edge of my seat with that first one.
You
got my attention.
I got full details, vivid descriptions. You have to get the album.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. See, this guy here. He's well. He came in here well polished. Okay. Shout out to that. right. So, as far as in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself?
The biggest artist in the world. Entrepreneur, business owner, director, everything. Everything under the sun. Investment in some businesses. Set. All the way set. I've been on Billboard a buku times, and I'll be probably getting into the movie field or something. Be totally honest.
Okay. Remember that. You spoke into existence on the show, and the show does live in history, so people can always listen back. So now you kind of got something to mandate yourself. So,
oh, yeah, you always speaking into existence. That's how it happens.
Yes, sir. Okay. Final question. Well, second last question. If you had 24 hours left to live. And you could do all the crazy stuff you want to do in that 24 hours, what would it be?
Crazy things, 24 hours to live?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to rob 5 banks consecutively. I'm going to rob them, all 5 of them. I'm going to go to the top of, like, the Empire State Building. I'm going to have, like, a crazy threesome, like, until the cops come in. That's what I'm going to do, 24 hours.
By the time they arrest you, you're already dead anyway.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be, like, the end of a movie or something.
Yeah, you know what? That's crazy. Like, that's the number 5. That's, like, if it was a top 5 of what people would do, that's in the top 5 of robbing a bank. New answer was having sex at the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good
jacuzzi, bubble bath, whole 9 yards.
I had somebody say that they were like going to jump out of an airplane and have sex in mid air. I was like, what the heck?
That's too complicated,
man. Y'all living. I get you gonna die, but goodness.
Nah, and I can't go out like that. At least be able to enjoy it before the cops come in, because that's happening.
Oh man! Now somebody said this. They were saying they were going to rob. They were going to rob the bank, a few banks, and then what they were going to do was right before that they were going to leave a clever clue to tell their family what the money was.
Oh no! They ain't finding that. They're not going to find that. That's going to be put in an offshore account. They can't even get to. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking it out. Just in case.
Oh, man. Because, I mean, people who don't mean, a lot of people don't know this, but the Bass brothers, you know, a lot of their family fortune came from their ancestors who were freaking bank robbers, but you didn't hear that from me.
Yeah, Jesse James
and them. Gossip. Motherfuckers be running around here want to talk about black people, how they make their money, and then these. All right, you know, I see you gonna give. I'm gonna get started a whole nother show now.
Hey, you getting a whole nother political convo with that one, brother?
Yeah, you know. Okay. All right, so let everybody know how they can stalk you. And when we say stalk you, let me tell you what that means. It's a phrase we said in this show because it's all right for people to hit follow or like on your stuff, but that's just like they don't really take any energy. The people who stalk you, they support your every move. They go listen to all your music. They go to your shows. They support your merchandise, all that. So we want stalkers. So let everybody know where on social media they can stalk you at.
All right. First of all, if you're trying to stalk me, stalk me on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Rhapsody, Google Play, etc. Just type in Tugadude, TUGGADUDE. If you want to stalk me next, stalk me on Facebook, TUGGADUDE. Snapchat, TUGGADUDE. IG, TUGGADUDE. I'm pretty easy to find. Google me. Let's see. My cell phone number is now just playing for all bookings. booktogadude@gmail.com. Yeah. You'll find me. I'm easy to find.
It's
you too.
T-U-G-G-A,
dude.
If y'all miss, if anybody missed any parts of the show is the show syndicates onto iTunes as well. So y'all ain't got no excuse why y'all already listen to the show. Y'all can just go right there in that same little thing and search
on, you
music.
Can go on.
That simple.
Keep the box open. Go straight to that box. Tigger Dude, no feature. Rap's Cool will be on iTunes this week. Dropping Friday. So, yeah, it's going to be a big week.
Oh, y'all just heard it. Y'all heard it here first.
So
all right,
that
well,
first
man.
The album be out in a couple months. I'm just putting the finishing touches on it. Loco Savaje, Crazy Savage, you know? All original production.
Yes, sir. Well, we got to give you a nice little round of applause. We appreciate you coming through.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all taking y'all time, you know? Everybody
no
follow
problem,
me.
Man. This show was created. Man, this show was created for, because I mean, everybody like sometimes like, man, what celebrities you have on the show, man? And I've had celebrities on the show, but it's something for me that I like talking to people who going to be celebrities. Like that's bigger than me.
Oh yeah, so when I come back, you know, after I come back from the Grammys and all that, you know, we getting to chop it
you
up
know what
once
I'm saying?
Again.
Yeah, because you know, because we always do shameless plug. We always do a wrap up show for BET Awards and Grammys, and we go in. So yeah, you know, that'd be dope. You know, after you got your award, come on through the show, you get to talk with us again.
Oh, I'm coming back, no question.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well. Again, glad to have had you come through, man. Shoot, you welcome to stay up, stick around for our next segment. It's a Monday staple that people love because that's where I get really messy. So y'all just gonna have to buckle y'all seatbelts.
Oh man, here comes.
I'm going to try to. I'm about to get in. I'm about to go in, man. So
you got to go in.
Y'all know
all
this. This segment that we do every Monday is known as I'm fire them boys up. Crickets of the week, man. That's where I talk about some of the worst and dumbest people of the past week. And I gotta hear this. So I got to call some people out, and it's funny enough. It's some people locally. I got to call y'all asses out because I saw some shit that disturbed me today. And it go back to, that's why I love sometimes what happens. Things happen for a reason. Cause we just talked about in this interview about branding. And some of y'all, I mean, just do any fucking thing for fucking likes. That you going to mess up your damn money over likes? Man? Like, come on, man. So let me go into this. So, I'm going down my little, you know, I'm going down my Facebook newspaper this morning, you know, scrolling through, reading the funnies and all that, and then all of a sudden I get to a certain story, and I'm like, why the hell would you do that? So apparently, if all y'all that's in the Fort Worth area, y'all know about the after hours. And you know, if you watch the after hours, you know, you see every goddamn thing in it. You know what I'm getting ready to talk about.
Yep.
You see every goddamn thing in the after hours, and is ratchet at best. Even though y'all know me, I don't have proper ratchet because y'all know me and my phrase I started. Y'all know what I am. I am ratchet. You know, ratchet is a mixture between ratchet and bougie. So, you know, I'm like in the middle of ratchet. But, you know, after hours is straight up ratchet. So you're going to see a little bit of everything. You're going to see people who look like gremlins. You're going to see people who look all right, that look out of place. And you're going to see, yeah, whatever. So I'm going down, and I'm sitting here like, wait, why the fuck would you post a picture of somebody that paid their hard-earned fucking money to start a roasting battle on them? First of fuck all, you kept the picture? I mean, after, I'm telling y'all, because I shameless plug, after I shoot at DFW Empire, once I'm printing them fucking pictures out, them disappear like the damn message on Mission Impossible. I just don't get how all of a sudden a person who paid a hard-earned monies for to buy pictures from you decided to make a mockery of them on fucking Facebook and start this mess, and people like dishes. I mean, the comment threads is out of hand. And yes, am I a person like the roast? I love the roast of the next person, but I don't like when it's like, and they come off as bullshit. And you post, and if it was like a picture that was on somebody's page and somebody shared it and people was going in, that's one thing. But if you're a business person and you sharing somebody's, and you sharing somebody's shit, if you like, let's just say this for instance. Let's say that they were on this type of shit. If they want some, hey, they if they wanted to, they can sue you if they wanted to because of defamation of character or whatever. You guys, I gotta think, man. If you like, that's why I always say this. It's all right to hustle, but after a while, if you want to be taken serious, you gotta know how to turn your hustle into a business. And when you try to be about business, you take out the bullshit. Yes, I know business has BU at the beginning, but it don't spell bullshit. So I need y'all to get through your head fucking sense. And I mean, that's going to get back to those people who were in the picture. And that's a dumbass move. Like, how the fuck do y'all get off on that? Like, oh.
That's how memes start.
Oh, my God.
That's how they start the meme.
I mean, but I ain't gonna lie. They did look ratchet. They look like Thriller. They did like something out of Thriller. It's close to midnight. You know, they was looking like that. But, you know, that's besides the fucking point. That does not mean you, as the professional, you don't post that shit. If they post the fucking photo and some random person shares it and goes in, that's one thing. But if you, as a business person, it's not. I can see the people did some shiesty shit. Now, maybe. But if they paid their money and went the fuck on, that's just wrong, man. That's wrong on so many fucking levels. So I'm giving crickets of the week to anybody that's out here fucking up the money over some goddamn, like, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. I mean, shit, sometimes some of y'all want to be on Facebook Live for every goddamn thing. Hell, niggas don't be wanting to go to the strip club. They like, shit, I can watch that shit on fucking live. So, I'm just saying, you know, likes aren't that important. When you got a chance to make money, and it's a decision between making money and getting likes, I'm taking the money route every time.
No, you got to keep the business going.
Yes, sir. So yeah, that's my cricket of the week. Oh, I got another cricket of the week I want to throw into there. I have to throw this one in there. Definitely. Okay. People. And this is more so, this ain't necessarily a problem, but y'all are killing me with these Cardi B memes, man. I can't, I don't know, like why every time I see it, I laugh, and y'all sit there, and that shit gets me every fucking time. These
because it looked like something she would say. It looked like something she would say in that picture. And that'd be real, real things your little sister would actually say to you.
The caption. It's like pretty much every caption I've seen, it looks like she would say it. Like, I'm like, how the hell is it? Like, it makes perfect sense every time. And like, did you see the one where they put the Walmart vest on her?
That's my favorite.
They were like, they're like, ma'am, we caught you on camera. I'm like,
no, because that's how the girls at Walmart be looking. That's how their hair be now.
Yeah, that's how they hair. That's the attitude they give you.
Yep.
Welcome to Walmart. Are something that be in customer service? Man, they always got an attitude.
Shout out to everybody.
I hate having to go to customer service and take something back. And I'm taking it back for a legitimate reason because they want to read you. I'm taking it back because they want like they the judge and want to tell you if it's worth you bringing back or not. I ask you. If I was just bringing it back because I wanted to wear the outfit one day and they could get my money back. Still, I don't give a damn. So
don't check my receipt. I'm gonna walk past you. I'm walking clean past. I don't care. I already bought it. Just leave me alone.
I bought it. Leave me the hell alone. Leave me the hell alone, Walmart. Bring my little funky outfit back in and get my money back. Like I need all them damn questions.
My $5.
So, yeah.
Leave it alone.
Right, man. Shit. Now I will say this. I'm shameless. I mean, what's it? Shameless plug, but Walmart, shout out to them patty pies. You know, it's random. Notice, y'all know. Make sure I get them patty pies on deck because your boy loves them. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it for the Crickets of the Week segment.
Y'all be professional out here, man.
You gotta be professional. You gotta be professional. Stop. Oh, man. I see that all the time. Like, people be doing too much. Like I made a rule on my Instagram this week because I'm, like, really getting tired of this. I, like, my new rule is if your page is private, I'm not following you back.
Period. You're supposed to give them some kind of access, man.
You can follow me now. I ain't going to say you can't follow. You can follow me. But I'm not going to follow you back because, yeah, it's like, man, when you get, like, something, a lot of times the people get the private pages you follow and they're supposed to be a quote-unquote model or artist, most of they post be memes. I'm like, bruh, like, on your Facebook, maybe. I can rock with that on your Facebook. But if you're a professional Instagram, I ain't trying to see a bunch of memes. I'm trying to see your work. Let's go.
See what you're doing. See your life, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's up to the second now, so they want parts.
So, yeah, give them something, man. Like, them private pages, my thing is this, too. Like, my whole reasoning is if I follow you back, more than likely I'm interested in what you got going on. And if you got a private page, and I decide to work with you or promote you, I can't promote your private page. So, no, stop having private pages.
I don't understand why they would do that. That doesn't make too much sense. It's kind of the reciprocal of what you're going for.
Have separate pages. Have your ratchet page, and then have your page for your business, man. Anybody, you can have a separate page, and you can do all your bullshit. But I be seeing this where I don't be getting it. Some people have multiple pages, and they still bullshit on both. I'm like, what's the point? So, yeah, that's, you know, you're going to get me going. But
got to be more professional.
Nah, as we got about 5 minutes left, I'll remind you guys, if you're in the area, every Saturday night, I mean, catch yours truly. Over in the photo booth, and sometimes when I'm not taking pictures over there, I'm dancing. Y'all know, y'all people that been know that. Y'all catch me at DFW Empire. I'm there. Come check me out. Can get you some pictures. Don't come ask me for no discount because I'm looking in the eye and say, this ain't Walmart. We don't roll back the prices. Leave me the hell alone. I don't care. And people will tell you, I don't care how bad you got the fattest ass in the club. Oh, man, the pitch is going to cost you.
Yeah, you
got
to pay your fee.
Pay your fee. You can still shake all the ass. You want to shake some ass into that? Great. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not going to tell you. But you still going to pay the same price. But
yeah. Business is business.
Business is business, son. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you can catch me there. Go ahead and let them know what you got coming up, man.
Man, right, like I said, Friday, Raps Cool the Single will be available on all streaming platforms. Working on getting some more shows booked. Oh, yeah, booktothedude@gmail.com. Don't forget, follow me on all social media, To The Dude. Go watch my videos on YouTube, To The Dude. Everything To The Dude, I'm finna come step on y'all neck for the whole rest of the year and these years on out, you know?
Yes, sir. Now I'm going to do something to you you didn't see coming. I got a surprise for you, too. I'm going to make that announcement right here in the air. So, all right. So, yeah, you're like, what's this man going to do? All right, so, man, y'all, a lot of y'all listen to the show, y'all know I have a magazine called Human Canvas Magazine. And although it's mostly models in it, we do have a section where we feature our artists every month. And so for our fifth anniversary issue, which would be the September issue, we're going to do a feature with Tucker Dude. So there y'all go. Y'all heard it here first.
Hey, that's my birthday month too. I need that.
Oh, that's mine too. Mine's September 3rd.
That's my daughter's birthday. My birthday the 6th. Yeah, you know Virgo.
Virgo game. Hey. So yeah, you heard it here, man. He didn't know that. He didn't know that before the show.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one.
Popped him in the
mouth. I wasn't ready for that one at all.
Yeah. So man, you heard it here first. Y'all now know. Y'all know ahead of time who the artist of the month is going to be for the September issue. And y'all already know in the August one is going to be my boy CJ Sweat. So got some dope artists next couple of issues, man. Definitely check it out. And so, yeah, we're going to shoot it up, shoot it too. So we're going to do a exclusive shoot for it and everything. So,
I'm already ready.
Caller, if you call that's calling in, you want to speak, you can go ahead and press 1 so I know you want to speak while we got these last few minutes. If you want to say something, let me know. Because if I open up your line, once you're like, why you open up my line? Because y'all come for me every time I do that. All right, okay, the caller did press 1. Okay, caller, what's up?
Hey, I know who's on your show tonight, and I'm just here to say, I'm just here to give a shout out and say he's one of the coolest guys I know.
What's up, man? Daz, what's up?
Is that Jack? Jack's right.
That is. That's me right here.
Hey, everybody, shout out to Jack's Racks. That man is real big business. Yeah, big applause.
He smooth right in. He says, whoop. perfect timing. Did you have a question you want to put them on the air about?
Yeah, I have more of just a comment. Every time I see this guy perform, he is the best. He does everything right to make a performance worth watching.
I appreciate that.
Nice. That smooth cosign, we love hearing that. All right, so now I say the plug game up. You're like, what? You can call in? Yeah, sorry, I didn't say the phone line. That's my fault. I didn't say the phone line was open. That's my fault. But yeah, y'all could have called. Y'all can call in. Because a lot of times I have a cold. When we get some crazies on like a regular night when I ain't interviewing people, I get people that call in here and want to start talking some crazy ish. I don't even know what they're talking about. Okay. Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling in, showing love, man. We always love hearing from other people besides just the artists themselves and the people knowing that this is a real movement.
It is real like that. I appreciate having a chance to listen to it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Shout out to Jake.
All right. Hang out right here if we go to the next caller. Let's see. Oh, they disappeared too quick. Y'all gotta have some. Y'all gotta have more patience. Now, y'all heard me talking to the man.
Yeah, they know what's
like,
going on.
It's like they tapping it. Like, it's like they had a watch. And he said, "Excuse me, sir. You gonna answer that phone right now?" Okay, so yeah.
Open that line up.
I'll leave the line up for about 5 more minutes, people. But now, also, too, remind y'all can check, like, any of the shows, including today's show, you can find it simply. It says Artist Tucker Dude. That's what it says. You can't miss it.
It's on all my social media pages right now.
It's on TuneIn. It's on the TuneIn app. It's on the Stitcher app. Pretty much, we're on most of the major podcast platforms, and of course, here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So it's hard to miss the show. You can it's a million ways. Y'all got one of the, I guarantee y'all got at least one of those apps. You got at least iTunes. You got at least a Stitcher app. You got at least a TuneIn app. Those alone, you already got the show. So yeah, follow us, man. But yeah,
going.
Yeah, so I know. So why could we leave the lines open for just a little bit longer? I guess I'll ask you a bonus question then.
All right.
If you could change one thing about the industry, what would you change?
One thing about the industry that I'll change right now?
Yes, if you can if you could do the Thanos finger snap.
The snap.
And change something in the industry, what would you do?
I'll change record deal contracts.
Man.
I would wipe them off clean.
Yeah, especially these 360 deals, man. They want every goddamn thing.
Yeah, the 360s want everything. Nah, that's when you know it's getting out of hand.
I'm like, yeah, we need all that money. We need
your image.
If you sell a candy bar, all right, there we go. That's a caller earlier. Okay, I got you now. See, told you, man. We got you.
You're,
all right, what's up, Carla? What's up?
Hey.
Hello?
Is that Doja guy?
Oh yeah, man. You know what the fuck going on, man. Shout out to you, man. Put up my stream again, man.
You said run that back track.
Yeah, run that back, man. We need that again, man. You gotta run that back, DJ.
It'll be okay, you know what? Because you called it, see, let me tell you something. See, that's a smart fan right there, because people don't be getting it. If you want somebody to play the music, have the fans call into the damn show. See, y'all get it, man. You got smart fans. All right, so we go. I guess that's how we do, man. We'll roll on that. We're playing the song again. So yeah, because the fan called it and requested, we gonna do it.
Right.
All right. So yeah, we're rolling out. I'm playing the song, man. So shoot, y'all heard it right here, man. Again, we played again for y'all that may have missed it earlier in the show. This is Raps Cool. Stay right here.
Available Friday on iTunes.
Got you. Let me repeat that again. Available Friday. That's this Friday.
This Friday.
That's Friday for F.
And yes. Off. Yeah.
There
you
go.
That part.
Yeah.
Available Friday. Raps Cool. Took a dude everywhere.
All right, we'll be back. We'll be back after this.
Hard working girl, okay, this is what I had to give. I want a big and hustling, up and hustling, Nazi man. What they do? I take the thong and put my life up in it. But I never stick my dick up in it. No. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick it. Benny. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. You fresh as but pockets crying cause they feeling hurt. Put away this dough before I'm put on life support. I paid my dues, they finally took me off of child support. Papa said that I'll be straight, he know grandson's a mover. Pushed me too far like Marky Wahlberg turning to a shooter. Watch like Uma Thurman hit the mall and kill a Bill. Walked out the store and bumped the bitches on designer heels. We bought a she in our bed, we did it for the thrill. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus sell a for those so they can live. Hard work and dedication's what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. But until then, I'm gonna hit the state of Auntie Viv. Another one outside the shells on Zane and 85th. I take the song and put my life up in it. Most but I never stick my dick up in it. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick up in it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the
Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Cops chasing us, we hopping fences trying to sell the
work.
Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobile get alert. Ride cool, but it got a lot of kids. But not a proper seller. The dope so they can live. Some hard work and dedication's what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Nazi Viz.
All right, y'all, that was Raps Cool again right here on Life That Does Live. And shoot, man, we getting ready to check out, man. And we're going to end the show how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, where there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Teddy J. Now, special guest, Tucker Doom. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.